Hey, welcome to the Four Outdoorsmen Gang. Stu Man here. Brandon's behind the glass. How you doing, Brandon?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
We're doing well. Listen to the homegrown show with
Swanathan Rose.
Well, she's very, very talented. Hey, thanks for being here. I'm with Sam Offerdahl sitting in again, and Mark Lukey, producer, is there with his Sather or Sapthri or Sather hat.
Sapthri, right? Yeah.
Well, the last name is actually Sather, but they do the maple syrup stuff down there. It's Sapthre down in Adams, Minnesota. Hey, how you doing, Marcus?
I'm doing good, you know, like everyone else, just trying to survive, you know. It's I'm having a hard time with the staying at home thing, harder than I thought it would be.
Boy, you were all excited about going shopping today, weren't you? Grocery shopping.
Yeah, man. I'm the first. I'll jump on the bullet to go do anything.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I told Diana.
April's like, you know, we need some groceries. I'll go right now. What do you want?
Yeah, exactly.
They've got a special in Devil's Lake today, you know. So
yeah.
I'll be a little while, honey.
Yeah, next week I might go get my other boat from your cabin just to give me something to do. That'll be a 2-hour ride.
That's I come?
Yes,
you can. Yeah, you got to see the. Gotta
sit in the back.
Got to see the cabin. Yeah, you can wave as you go through Shatek.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Now you have a lot of shout outs, right? A lot of them are about the deer scoring. Some of those are about the deer scoring.
Yeah, some of them are about the deer scoring. First off, I want to say I'm really sad to hear Joe Diffie passed away from this coronavirus thing. They say music that means the most to you, you listen to kind of in your teenage years, like 15 through 20 or so, because you're just developing and there's a lot of great things going on. So in 1996, I got my driver's license. I turned 16, and the big song of the time was Something Women Like About a Pickup Man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
so,
a good
man,
song.
I blasted that song. I bought his album, Third Rock from the Sun. I listened to that album a lot, and so it's sad because it kind of, whenever I hear those songs, it brings back a time in my life.
Were you driving a Rambler when you were rocking that song?
I had a GMC Sonoma. It was a 2.2 liter.
Nice.
Four-cylinder, two-wheel drive. There, it had nothing. It didn't have a CD player. But it was a great pickup. I had a lot of fun.
There's not a chance in heaven where a kid who is 16 years old gets his license, comes up with a truck.
Well, I know it was $12,000 brand new at the time. My mom bought it and let me drive it.
But it's true. What you don't know is there's a size difference. Like with me and Mark, we're not going to get a Honda Civic.
Oh, that's right.
First,
yeah. You're not going to drive my Toyota.
Well, she needed a truck to move stuff, and I just happened to get my license. I ended up buying it from her, once I had more than two nickels to rub together, but it was a great, great truck. You know, it didn't have a back seat though, which was not good in high school.
Yeah.
And the stick shift went right in the middle. So there's no hanky panky. It was like a chastity belt for trucks.
Hey, Sam. Sam mentioned the size of the people in this room, and I'll tell you, but I'm trying to honor the coronavirus 6 feet separation thing. But there's not a chance in hell I can get 6 feet away from you guys. I'll tell you.
If you have a wingspan.
Did you guys see that picture on Facebook where people are saying like, that's three walleyes away, or how many perch or how many sunfish?
Yeah.
A buddy of mine who lives up in Canada. Everyone's putting on the thing, stay a hockey stick away from each other.
Yeah. Well, that's like a 6-foot fishing rod, right?
Yeah.
So casting distance from everybody.
Right.
That's the good thing about this thing, and Stru emailed me this, is all the memes, the funny sayings and stuff. And
gotta laugh.
People need humor to get through stuff like this.
We'll find a couple of those we can share well.
I'm going to post the group of them on our Facebook page probably after this, but there's some funny stuff out there. So,
did you see the guy like out in a swan fishing he was like a camouflage in a swan? That's a good plan.
Yeah, is a good plan.
Whatever
man.
Could get you out on the water.
Yeah. So, what's going on with you, Big Tim?
Not much, man. Like you just we're closing on our house on Friday, so Kirsten and I were busy doing that stuff. Which
good timing.
Yeah, it is good timing, but it's so overwhelming.
Yeah. I bet.
It really is, man. I mean, I've sold, I don't know, 1,300-1,400 sales in my life, I don't know, something like that. And every one, I don't care how smooth of a transaction they are, you just feel the pressure until you walk away from the closing table. It's there's a lot of stress there. So you try to make it as you make things. I bet you don't know half the stuff that's going on behind the scenes.
No,
pal.
I don't. Well, I do, because I get these random emails like, hey, what is this? What is that? What is this? And then I'm like, yeah, you're right. How many people are operating right now to get this closing to happen? But, yeah, that on top of, you know, being quarantined and stuff, me and my wife definitely need a date.
Yeah, I'm going to show you this picture. I know we shouldn't do this on air, but this is my closer, Burgundy Johnson. And
it looks like the Pulpmobile version for a realtor.
It does. Yeah, the title company, they have this big old screen between them, a big glass screen between the closers and the clientele.
That looks like the old gas stations in the ghetto where they have that plexiglass where you slide it underneath.
You have to go underneath.
She's sitting on a desk talking to the little thing. Like,
it's just a matter of time before we're all in our Wall-E little pods anyway. So.
I really hope they have like double X tall in those things. Otherwise, me and Mark are screwed.
You could not fit in Strew's pod.
No.
He could fit in ours.
Well, that's like you go to Home Depot to get those painting outfits, you know? Yeah. Like you're thinking pandemic. I'm like, man, those things do not fit me at all.
So it's kind of funny. So my in-laws own a restoration company with my brother-in-law. So if you need any fire, water, or smoke restoration, call Rainbow International of Twin Cities North.
Ooh.
There's a plug. So I used to do some work for him back in the day in those hazmat suits. I ordered like 2X and 3X talls, and my brother-in-law can't find them anywhere right now, and he found that case that I ordered.
Nice.
So bingo.
They're still good, man.
What do you got for shout-outs, buddy?
Well, let's do shout-outs before we talk about the scoring, but I just wanted to – we haven't talked to you since you've been back from Florida.
Yep.
What was it like traveling during a pandemic?
You know, there's nothing wrong, obviously, if I was a little bit anal. I felt like Howie Mandel not touching anything, you know, and I feel good, but you walking down the street and you're thinking, is there something happening here? And honestly, God, I was telling Diana, I took a walk. I walked golf courses every day and just got away from a client of mine who was dealing in real estate, closing a big transaction, a resort, Everett's Bay on Lake Vermilion. And he was on the phone the entire time going through the pressure. So I went out and took walks for a couple of days, and I felt like my arms were going numb. And I text Diana, and I said, is this a sign that, you know, there's nothing wrong, but you start putting things into your head? And it was fine. The weather was great. A lot of people wearing masks. I wore gloves a lot. And
I can see you wearing like winter gloves, not like rubber
gloves. No, I had those
like
regular
old winter thick gloves.
Yeah. Choppers. I went down there with choppers. Yeah.
Choppers.
Are you you from Minnesota? How'd you figure it out?
Yeah. Nice. But you know what I've caught myself doing, and this is really bad, I probably shouldn't admit this. Like when I'm walking down a store, I see other people walking, I'm like, do they got it?
Oh,
do
yeah.
they have it?
Oh yeah.
They wouldn't have it. They look good. Yeah. I keep every person that walks by me, I'm like, do they have the corona?
And then when you're shopping and you take a turn, and you're like, you're avoiding everyone. And then you take a turn and then you breeze right by someone. You're like, no, I got it now.
I got it.
Yeah, the real world is, I know, if you just don't come in contact with somebody who's got it, and if you do, go wash your hands and don't touch your face within, I don't know, half an hour, you're going to be fine. But no, there's no issues with Diana and me. Thank God we got back safely. And
we're glad to have you back.
Yeah, it was beautiful weather for 7 days, but enough is enough. And I'm glad we didn't go to the Panama Canal. We'd probably still be on that cruise ship that was out there. But
I can't imagine a bigger nightmare than being stuck for 2 months.
And four people are dead on that one boat, and people are still stuck there. What are you thinking, man? You know, I'd be jumping.
That isn't saying much, though, because when I went on a cruise, four people died during the cruise. I'm not even kidding.
While you were on a cruise?
Yeah, because, you know, the clientele is a little bit older, right? And this was like 10 years ago I went on a cruise. Honest to goodness, we turned around twice in the middle of the night to drop people off.
What's the cruise mortality rate then?
Yeah, so four is like the average, man.
Do you get a discount if that happens?
No, it happens all the time.
What was the over and under?
Yeah,
place your bets. They got a board up there placing across the stuff off. People exchanging money back and forth.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Kirsten
yeah.
and I, we went on a cruise for our honeymoon, and I loved it.
Yeah.
Like, we talk about it all the time. Like, we would do it again, but now it's kind of like...
Yeah, ugh. There's no place I'd rather
Now's the time to book them.
Yeah, no
you can
kidding.
You can get yourself a good deal.
Yep.
You can get a deal going anywhere. Anyway...
Shout outs.
So there's going to be a couple numbers I quote in here, and that's because on our shout-out picture, you can go to the 4 Outdoorsmen Facebook page. That's the number 4 Outdoorsmen. And there's a picture of a nice mount there, and Sam was nice enough to give his amateur score of it, and Strew is there. And so I asked people to guess what the scoring was, and so after shout-outs, we're going to go through that. So Mike Farrell guesses 183 5/8. He says, we are making hero harnesses, walleye spinners, arts and crafts hour at our house. That sounds fun. Joe Call says, Harper found her first shed, and that's a big one. Nice job, Joe. Shannon Cruz, our buddy, says, I've got absolutely nothing. I hear you, buddy. I got nothing going on either. Bill Katz, our friend and sponsor, says 170. That's what he thinks it is, and he's cooking chops. Craig Rudolph Jr. says 163 2/8. John Marshall says 154. Chris Winkleman says, Chris has a question for the communications director that we'll say later. Never mind. Scott Olzenek says 165. Got the boat ready. Fish on. Tim Lauber says 151. And Kyle Hedlund says 168. So those are all our guesses. What did it score and how?
Let me tell you the real quick story.
Should we get a drum roll?
Now, let me tell you the quick story first about how whose deer this was. Yeah. Anyone who's listened for quite some time knows that Kerry Lampert and John Lampert are friends of ours. Kerry is a good friend of mine from high school. She had a heart transplant about 28 years ago, and she still hunts and fishes. She's not doing as well as she normally would, but she's still there. She's still outside. She loves the outdoors. I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, she shot that. After she got a heart transplant, she's out in the woods someplace in Chisago. This baby walks in front of her, and she drops it, and that's a monster. And she had it mounted, and I'm proud of her. So she asked me to have it scored. I went 2 weeks ago to try to go to the Outdoor News Deer and Turkey Classic, and they shut it down, so we couldn't get it scored. So our buddy Sam here offered the opportunity to score because he's done a number of them before. So what is the score of this rack of Kerry Lamberts? Drum roll.
Well, let's just start off with there's one person that guessed within an eighth of an inch.
Really?
An eighth of an inch, which for scoring...
From a photograph.
Yeah, from a photograph. I'm very impressed by this guy. It made me feel a little bit better about my score. 163 3/8.
Wow, that's good. Now, is that Boone and Crockett material?
Oh, yeah. Yep. And Craig Rudolph Jr. guessed 163 2/8.
Did he have some inside info there? Or was
did
that
you
just
text
a spot
him,
on
sure?
Guess?
Did not. Boy, I tell you,
good job, Craig. If anything Craig. Cool, I'd send it to you, but I don't got anything.
You get two tickets to the 2020 Outdoor News and Deer Turkey Classic. So
there you
good
go.
Luck.
We'll
luck
send him
you.
The tape measure I used.
That's pretty cool.
Which is my mother in law's.
Now, I got to keep that deer in my house for the next month, I suppose, because I can't go see Carrie because she's not really healthy. And unless, Mark, you want it in your house for a while?
The mount?
Yeah.
It's a cool mount. It's like a front quarter with the legs. I mean, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It really is. Cool.
It's heavy. I saw you haul it out.
Yeah,
looks
it
heavy.
Is. It's because of the wood it's on. But, yeah, it's a beautiful deer. The rack is, I mean, everything you could dream about. I mean, like Stu and I were talking, if you saw that thing come out, anybody, I don't care if you've been hunting for 40 years, you're going to be like, your heart's going
to
be pounding.
And to find it right in, like in Chisago County, just off a highway, someplace up there.
So much character.
That's pretty cool.
It's got a ton of character.
Good for you, Kerry.
So
good
why don't you walk through how the basics of how you score?
Yeah, so there's obviously it's all off
first
inches.
First you give her a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
And then
then break out the tape measure.
See if she can guess within a quarter of an inch. Yeah,
It's all about personality.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Go ahead.
I can't concentrate though. So it's all based off of inches, obviously. So there's a kind of like a little, equation you do with, all your points you add up. You measure your beams on both sides. You measure your inside spread on the beams, your greatest spread on the outside of the beams, your tip-to-tip spread, which is your beams connecting, and then you measure each point in between three of the main, like around the girth. And then what am I missing? Yeah, it's just kind of
that's complicated.
It
man.
Is, yeah. So you got your G1, your G2, your G3, and so on, which is your different points. Then you have H1, 2, 3, and 4, which is your circumference in between those points. Then your spreads, your girths, all your points, and then put it into a little calculator and come up with 163 3/8.
That's way more complicated than I thought.
Yeah, it's, I mean, and the thing is, what I was telling you, it's true, it's kind of confusing because I've done some carpentry in my day, and you look at a tape measure, right, and you think like, all right, 6 3/4. Everything has to be in the eighth. So 6 3/4 is 6 6/8.
Yeah.
And that's how you have to put it on the sheet. So, and then adding up all these eighths in your head. So thankfully there's a little cheat sheet that
helps
you.
So nobody under the age of 40 these days could figure this crap
exactly.
out, right?
Yeah, they exactly. probably couldn't.
Or worked in construction.
Well, you're almost 40, so but you could do it. So yeah. Or yeah, worked in construction because you have to be able to read a tape. And to go into the eighth inch. But, yeah, it's kind of crazy on how they come up with it and who decided, like, all right, we're going to do these 30 different measurements to get your total gross score of inches. And
One of my favorite coronavirus slogans or sayings is about the Astros. No Astros, Houston Astros, have been infected by the coronavirus. They saw the signs coming long before anyone else. That's pretty good.
Speaking of which, all the crap that they went through, and they deserve it, obviously, but like everybody at their do you guys see when they played the Cleveland Indians? And they played the song I Saw the Sign?
No, that's funny. Good.
Yeah, during warm-ups, that's what they played.
Oh,
and
man.
Then everyone's banging on drums. I mean, you know what? They should have been freaking
They got off the hook, man.
They did.
No one's talking about them.
They did get off the hook. They're lucky.
Do you think they should give their rings back?
Yes.
I absolutely do.
Yeah,
yes.
I do too.
I think that they should have had a big penalty, but the whole crap about, you know, we're going to let them go because they came out. It's like,
yeah,
screw that.
Do you think that more teams than them did it or they just got caught?
I would say more teams did it because, I mean, look at Boston.
Yeah.
Boston got hit a little bit too. But, I mean, I think they went into a whole nother realm of it.
Yeah.
You think about back in the day, you know, like the spitball or something like that, or putting a little Vaseline on the ball and you're throwing it. This is a total different
thing. The
file,
who is it, Phil Niekro or someone?
Yeah,
the twins?
Yeah.
He had a file and he threw it when the umpire.
Yeah,
Look at Pete Rose.
He checked his pockets.
Look at Pete Rose, the skill he had, and he bet on stuff, and now he won't even get in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
I mean, you look at
what he did had nothing to do with affecting the score of a baseball game. He should definitely be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, put Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. I agree. I mean, look at all like Sammy Sosa cork in the bat. Look at all these things that have happened. That this is like a whole team and the coaches. This wasn't like all right, guys, this is what we're gonna do tonight. This was planned out.
Yeah,
I saw Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire, and they're both my size.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they were not big people when they started that game.
No,
in the Major Leagues.
Look at Barry Bonds before and after. He literally went from Strew to Mark.
Like, for some reason, I think what the Astros did is worse than steroids.
Oh,
I don't know why.
For sure.
To me, it seems worse because you still have to hit a fastball, right?
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? Even if you're jacked up. Like
Tony Oliva said, he's like 80 years old or something right now. He said, if I would have known what the signs were, what pitch was coming every time, I would have hit 400. Even today, I'd hit 300, he said.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Mark. Guys who use like a HGH or a anabolic steroid, they still have to have technique. They still have to have the ability to play. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not condoning it. But the Astros is way worse because it wasn't just like beating on the drum, too. There was like devices they were using. Yeah.
Although they were beating on a garbage can, weren't they, for the last thing? They did some kind of a garbage can cover, so that one tap was a fastball.
I can't remember. Did you see the video? I can't remember the shorter guy. He's a superstar. He
second baseman, great ball player.
Altuve.
Yeah.
Did you see the video when he rounded second and he held his shirt together like they didn't want him to rip it open?
Yeah.
Like there's a really damning video of
him. Oh, yeah. I saw
that. They all come out to congratulate him and
stuff. Oh, because he had the winning hit or something?
Yeah.
Or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
He held his shirt together like he didn't want him to rip it open.
No,
to see
I didn't see that.
I'll send it to you. Because
he had something right here that was telling him the signs.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, too. If you look at their stats, his home, he was batting like 375. His away, he was batting 118.
Yeah.
So at home, when he had the advantage, he almost hit three times what he was doing.
Take the ring away. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, we're going to take a break here first, but I have to give a shout-out to my beautiful, beautiful wife whose birthday is tomorrow. And it's kind of sad for people that have birthdays during this because you can't really celebrate. Luckily, I'm going to see my wife, a lot of her, in the next couple weeks.
You can just say this is a month-long celebration that you're taking off work
for. It is. And my niece Katie also turned 10 last week. So a lot of birthdays going out. It is a little sad right now for youngsters that have the birthday because they can't really do anything.
All the kids are graduating.
Can I piggyback on that? My sister-in-law, Rachel, turned 29 on Friday. Happy birthday to her.
Cool.
Sure, you got any birthdays in the family?
I got nothing.
You got us.
We're going to be right back with Corey King of Power Lodge. Be right back with the Four Outdoorsmen. Thanks, everybody.
Missed part of Bob Outdoors? No problem. Just click on the weekend tab at mybobcountry.com to listen back to the Four Outdoorsmen anytime.
The Devil's Lake Secret has been out for many, many years. It's one of the top five fisheries in this country and is just waiting for you to make memories. Devil's Lake just might be the jumbo perch capital of the world. And now is the time to book your trip by going to devilslakend.com. There's great hotels, great eateries, great fishing, and a package deal to fit anybody who loves catching walleyes and perch through the ice. Hey, Devil's Lake, exciting, unique, and a superb ice fishing experience for the whole family. Book your memories now, devilslakend.com.
Right down the street from our studio in Ramsey, Minnesota, off of Highway 10, is the best marine and power sports dealer in the Twin Cities, Power Lodge. Boomer here. Looking for a new Alumacraft with an Evinrude motor, Sea-Doo jet ski, or a Can-Am ATV for your next adventure? Power Lodge has you covered with three locations in Ramsey, Onamia, and in Brainerd. With full service shops at three locations and award-winning customer service, Power Lodge is where I take my boat to get ready for the open water. Visit powerlodge.com to learn more.
NMLS number 638054. Looking for financing for hunting land, a boat, or cabin on the lake? Then you need to head to the State Bank of Faribault. Maybe you're thinking about a fish house, a new ATV, side-by-side, or even a dock system. Come down to the State Bank of Faribault and see Matt or John and do business with outdoorsmen just like you. At the State Bank of Faribault, camouflage isn't just a color, it's a lifestyle. Located in Faribault on Prior Lake, the State Bank of Faribault. Creating customers for life. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Producer Mark here for Vexilar Marine Electronics. Vexilar is the best in the business, and you know why? They've been doing it for 60 years. There isn't many marine electronics companies doing it for that long. That's why I trust Vexilar. I have an FLX28. It's simply the best machine for ice fishing. It's so reliable. You can zoom in on the bottom 6 feet. You can change colors, and it's dependable, and a battery lasts about 2 days. So go to Vexilar.com for more information, and while you're there, check out the K-Drill. The K-Drill is an attachment for a cordless brushless drill. It powers through the ice, and it is awesome. So go to Vexilar.com. That's Vexilar.com.
Find the organization you can feel good about supporting. Reach for Resources supports individuals with disabilities and mental illness to reach their full potential. That means Joe can get help finding a competitive job. Beth can socialize at bowling league. Shayna can enhance her parenting skills. Ron can learn how to access needed resources. And Annie can feel included at camp with her young friends, just to name a few. While these names have been changed, our desire to empower others hasn't. Check out how you can help at reachforresources.org.
There's an app to save on flights, an app to rent a bike, and an app to help you save for driving safely. The Allstate app gives you real-time driving feedback with DriveWise, giving you the power to lower your insurance cost. In fact, safe drivers can save 40% or more. Connect and save with DriveWise. You're in good hands.
Download the Allstate app today. Savings may vary by state and driving behaviors. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Use of Allstate Mobile with activation of DriveWise required. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Attention Walmart shoppers. This is a Jackson Hewitt tax service announcement. Save time and money with Jackson Hewitt and Walmart. For a limited time, you can shop while a skilled Jackson Hewitt tax pro prepares your federal tax return for as little as $48, but no more than $149, only at Jackson Hewitt and Walmart. Hurry, this offer won't last. Get your coupon code and terms at Jackson. JacksonHewitt.com. Then stop by one of our Walmart locations for this limited time offer to get your taxes done while you shop for only $149 or less. That's Jackson Hewitt and Walmart.
Total Country Bob FM.
Hey, we're back with the Four Outdoorsmen. Strew Man here, Sam Off Your Doll, Mark Lukey, our producer. Before we get to Corey King, the Power Lodge guy, Mark's got something to say. Got a shout out, Mark.
Yeah, I know that my niece Bronwyn, who's staying with us, she's a rower at the U of M. I just want to say...
She's a what?
A rower.
Okay,
she's
there you go.
She's on the rowing team.
Yep.
I just want to give her a shout out, and thanks for spending some pandemic time with us and our family. She's kind of stuck at our house, unfortunately. And my son Nick, and my son Max, and my son Sam, thank you all for listening, and I love you, and I'll be home soon. We're not getting wings after the show because it's all shut down.
I was going to buy. It was my turn to buy.
Yeah.
I got
and
on.
Sam, what you got?
Yeah, real quick, I want to say, too, my niece Haley turns 13.
Nice.
On the 2nd coming up, too, so I wanted to forgot about her during the birthdays. And also, too, my dad was pretty close on that score, too. He said 173, so proud of you, Dad.
There you go.
You still got it.
Let's get to Corey King. Corey, welcome to the Four Outdoorsmen.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You bet, sir. Power Lodge, Corey King is the owner of Power Lodge.
He's the manager.
He's the manager.
He's the manager of Power Lodge, and they've been around since 1998. What's happening with Power Lodge? How are you biding your time over the next couple of weeks with Power Lodge, all the doors closed?
Well, you know, it's an interesting time. We've shut the doors to everybody on the outside. I still do have service capacity, so people are allowed to drop off their machines right out at the curb. Zero interface, we can do the same, park it at the curb or load it into the back of the truck. And got some parts, you know, right now I think people want to get out and enjoy their ETVs or their boats as soon as the lake thaw. And so we didn't want to shut that capacity down, although we did want to limit, you know, exposure across the board. So I've got a reduced amount of staff in the store and no people in the store, although things are still going on behind the doors.
Go ahead, Mark.
Corey, just wanted to say thank you. So I got a call and I picked up my boat on Thursday. The service department said you were gone. Seems like every time I'm there, you're on vacation or you're off. You must have bankers. Well, you were in China for like 2 months when I was there. And then, no, but anyway, I got my boat. It looks fantastic. Thank you so much. I'm so excited. This is my first time ever winterizing and storing a boat of any value with anybody. So I just wanted to say.
No, you stored your other boat at my house.
I did store my 12-foot rowboat at Strews, but this is the only one of actual value. But thank you. I was really impressed with everyone there. The service department is just awesome. I'm really happy with everyone. Everyone was really kind and everything. I got a trolling motor hooked up. I got new seats put in. I got all sorts of stuff. So if you need any service on your boat, go to Power Lodge. And Corey, I just wanted to give you a chance to say, you know, what you have going on, because I know this is a hard time for small businesses. And we're all kind of rooting for friends like you guys that are having a rough time right now.
Mm-hmm. No, I appreciate it. It's been a very challenging time. You know, it's caused us to kind of create a new plan almost daily, you know, right up until the shutdown. Now we feel like maybe we've got 2 weeks where we don't have to create a new plan for how business is going to operate. And it's been an interesting time to be open and yet closed at the same time. I mean, it's something that, you're right, all small businesses are kind of dealing with right now. And just wanted to let everyone know that we appreciate their business and for being patient. You know, while we're running a reduced staff to limit contact, it can take a little bit longer for a phone call now and then, but just bear with us, as you know, this is a growing pain and hopefully a temporary process for us.
Corey, were you guys involved in the boat show? Or the boat show was open, but do you guys do any of the sports shows or anything like that, or that didn't really affect you too much?
Well, we were a big part of the Northwest Sportsman Show.
Yeah.
And so that obviously was shut down, kind of. So I had product on the ground ready to roll. We were probably four different booths at that. A lot of people don't realize that we've got staff in multiple booths, including that Alumacraft booth.
Right.
You know, generally I'd have guys and boats down in there, a couple different pontoon booths, and then a huge Polaris booth. So, yeah, it definitely changed things. We had to scramble on the fly, and you know, that is what it is, and hopefully next year we're back on track with that.
Do you guys have your inventory online at all? Can people still kind of browse through? Why don't you go through kind of what you guys sell for Alumacraft boats? Alumacraft's been a big partner of ours for a long time. Can you just kind of go over maybe some of the stuff that you have for when the shop can open up again? Or can people pretty much, you know, reserve or buy something online and then pick it up when they can? Or how does that work?
You know, for during the stay-at-home ordinance, we're not doing really any sales. And
okay.
The thought there was, you know, there are some guys doing it. We didn't feel like it would be doing justice to our customers or to ourselves.
Yep.
A lot of that is pretty intimate, and there's some details that need to be gone over in depth. You know, so push came to shove, a guy knew exactly what he wanted. Could we make it happen? Yeah, we probably could. But we've really chose to take the more personal route with things, and
right.
You know, let's just back this up for 2 weeks, and then we'll reassess and make sure that these boats that are going out are rigged correctly, rigged properly. These are people's dreams,
right.
And we want to make sure that we're able to live up to those. And so it was a difficult decision, but I think it was ultimately the right decision. I just don't think that going into it half-heartedly was going to do anybody a service.
Right.
Hey, Corey, it's Sam. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Good to hear you again. Hey, I was just going to...
Yeah, good to hear you. I haven't seen you since the game fair.
Yeah, exactly. We got to get together soon.
Yeah.
Question.
Good.
Question for you. So, yeah, true. I'm sure you guys already have your inventory coming in for the year. I'm sure that was placed a while back. Are you getting any support from the manufacturers at all?
Yeah, we have. It's been varying with who stepped up and who has not. But most of our manufacturers have stepped up pretty huge and allowed us free flooring, allowed us extra time to pay for these things. 'Cause you're right. I mean, I've got more inventory on the ground than I've ever had, banking on having the best year we've ever had. And obviously we're stalled out a little bit right now, you know, with missing the shows and missing this. It looks like we're probably going to be back open, before the lakes are truly open and thawed. So we do still have a good portion of the season. And quite honestly, I think a lot of people are like myself. We're going to spend some time at home doing things, and then we're going to be ready to get out and hit the lake, do some social distancing on our boat.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Corey Strewman here. Thanks. We're talking with Corey King of Power Lodge, one of our great sponsors. They got a couple of places, one in Ramsey, one in Onamia, and one in Brainerd, I believe.
Up in Brainerd.
And one in Brainerd, yeah. And one of the men that you mentioned, I think Mark or you had mentioned Alumacraft, and I know you market and sell those boats there as well. Does Alumacraft have that red tag sale going on right now where people can get up to $2,500 off or something like that?
They do, yep. They absolutely have some incredible rebates. And the one rebate that gets overlooked a lot is the military rebate. And
oh,
this is one where really all you need to do to qualify is be an active or discharged member. And you can stack that rebate on top of that red tag sale, any sort of rebates that are going on. So do go ahead and ask for those. We're more than happy to extend them to you. You earned them. And I don't think a lot of people realize that they can double down on those discounts.
I'm hoping my son Mike is not listening. He'll probably join the service just to do this because he likes buying boats and stuff. He's a good kid. Hey, I tell you what, you talked about you're going to be trying to get jump in with both feet in a couple of weeks, and things are going to be kicking butt. Are you guys going to be ready? I'm guessing people are going to be so excited and so itchy to get out there and get things going. I think you're going to be swamped. Are you guys ready?
You know, we are. That was one of the thoughts with keeping our service department open. You know, we actually had about 2 weeks worth of work booked, backlogged, in addition to units that we can rig, pre-rig, have them set. So there's just minor installations that need to be done. So we really this gives us an opportunity to get ahead of the curve. So we're not always chasing it. And so, yeah, I've got guys in the shop actively building ATVs, building boats, getting everything prepared so that once we are ready, you can come in and hit the lake the next day.
Corey, what is your background? I mean, how long have you been with Power Lodge, and what is your background as far as hunting and fishing go?
I've been with Power Lodge now 2 years, I believe. Is it two or three? It all kind of blurs together.
Yeah.
My background with hunting and fishing, I grew up on a lake in Wright County, so hit the lake a lot. That was fishing was my main thing. Also did a lot of hunting, deer hunting, which I still do with my dad. So been active in that really my entire life, but boating is really, truly, I believe, my passion. I've worked in the boating industry since about 1995. And this is just something that's really dear to me. Something that I bring my family up with. We spend time on the boat, and it's just what we do to relax, you know, to unwind at the end of the week, sometimes in the middle of the week, whenever you can find that time to get out there.
Good for you.
Corey, you used to work at Cabela's, didn't you?
I did, yes.
Yeah, you were there for quite a while, I thought.
Yep. Yeah, I managed their power sports department. It's very similar to what I do for Power Lodge.
Right.
But something very near and dear to my heart is Alumacraft. And so when Alumacraft went to Power Lodge, it just seemed like a better opportunity. That was, you know, it's always nice to represent something that you have in your own garage, something that you believe in. And so it was a great migration for me, just a little bit north, but really kind of doing the same exact thing I was doing prior.
Corey, if you love the outdoors as much as we believe you do, and you like to fish. You've been born and raised on a lake and fish as much as you possibly can. Tell me your bucket list trip. Where would you like to go fishing that you've never had the opportunity to do so?
You know, I have never so I've done a lot of fishing through the Midwest. I have never fished in the ocean. I've always kind of wanted to do some deep-sea fishing, catch a Nuwabik sailfish. That would kind of be one of my big bucket list ones. Until then, I'm pretty content fishing around here. I would love to hook into something a little bit huge.
Well, maybe you should tell Tom Dean that if you hit your sales goal this year, he takes you.
I may just do that. You know, I'm not afraid to ask. You don't get a no if you don't ask.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Mark Lukey, of course, you know, is with Ron Shearer Productions. And he's in sales there, and they did really well, and they made their quotas, whatnot. And Ron, Mark, tell the story about what happened when you guys made your quotas, and your boss said, "Hey, here's what we're gonna do." Tell him the story.
Yeah, we did that last year. My boss has a place in Redwood, Montana, or Red Lodge, I'm sorry. And so he took us out there, and I got to go fly fishing on the Bighorn River, and I've never fly fished in my life. And it's something that I always wanted to do. I have some really funny videos of, do you remember the scene with Patrick Swayze and Ghost when he's standing behind Demi Moore and they're making a pot?
Yeah.
My boss is standing behind me showing me how to throw a fly rod. We have some really funny pictures of that. But
were you shirtless?
What's that song that plays during that? Brandon, do you know?
Now the time of my life.
Oh, there you go. That's
no, good. Close. It's Unchained Melody.
Oh, that's yeah.
There you go. I knew Brandon would know it.
So I got to experience the fishing trip of a lifetime, floating down the Bighorn River and catching trout. And that's something that as a Midwest boy catching panfish and walleyes, it was truly amazing. So yeah, I think you should hook up a deep sea fishing thing if you hit your goal, because if we all hit our sales goals this year, it's a miracle, right, Corey?
That's why I brought it up.
That is right. That's an awesome trip. I didn't know you got to do that. I've been to Red Lodge, but I've never been fishing there.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. I went horseback riding. Another story. So my whole company is there, and we arrive at the horseback ranch, right? And I pull up, and the guy looks at me. I'm not even kidding. And looks at his buddy and takes the horse that was going to ride and goes to the back and brings out like a draft horse. Like, I'm not even kidding, right? So he brings out the biggest freaking horse they have in the world. So I go to mount this horse. I've ridden horses before. I'm decent at it. I go to kick my leg over and I hear a tear. And I look down. My pants, my jeans ripped from my belt buckle across all the way back to the other belt buckle.
Oh my
God. Basically, it was like I was wearing denim chaps with underwear on.
Where they at?
So I rode a horse for 2 hours, basically with no jeans on. It was.
Corey, the moral of this story is never go fishing or hunting with Mark Luca. Hunting or fishing.
That is awesome.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about Power Lodge, because you're one of our great, great sponsors, and thanks for being on the team of the Four Outdoorsmen. Where do most of your sales? How do they break down? Where do most of your sales come from?
Is it ATVs, do you mean, or what do you mean?
ATV, UTV would be our number one, with boats followed by a second, and then probably snowmobiles a distant third.
Hey, Corey, on top of that, you guys won an award last year, right, for Alumacraft? Or was that the year before?
It might have been. Yeah, they're all running together. We may have. I know we did with the Alumacraft. We won with another boat manufacturer, and we actually won the fastest growing Can-Am dealer in the Midwest region.
Yeah, you guys do a great job there. I've been in there a few times, and it's a very well run establishment.
I've got one of my best buddies bought an ATV from you guys a couple of years ago, and I've been in there with him, and Because I'm one of these guys that needs to know people who have stuff, because I don't have stuff. And so that, and he's been there. Go ahead, Mark.
Oh, I'm holding up a three.
Oh, he's holding up a three, yeah. But, hey, Corey, are you at the – you can't go to the shop at all, right? You can't go there for a couple of weeks like the rest of the world?
Because we're not doing sales there, I am not there. I've been at home actually setting up my daughter for some distance learning, something I wasn't very familiar with, so we've got that established because that starts tomorrow. So I took a little bit of time off just to be at home and take care of some of the things that need to be taken care of here as well. I've got an awesome team. I've got a phenomenal service manager and parts manager who are at the store, so I've left it in good hands. I know that when I come back, I'll be ready to roll, and everything will be, business more as usual.
Good for you. Power Lodge, right on Ramsey. Got them in Onamia and Brainerd as well. It's one of the best marine and power sports dealers in the entire state of Minnesota. Corey King, thanks for being on the Four Outdoorsmen. Again, thanks for being on our team. And boy, I tell you, we'd have a great 2020. We're going to see what happens in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. We'll be on the lake soon.
All right, sir. Take care of yourself. Thanks for being
on the show. See you, Corey.
Boy, that's got to be tough, man, because like you're in sales, and you're in sales, and, I never thought
so are you.
Well, yeah, sort of. I've got my real estate license and takes what comes to me, but I'll be 69 years old, so I'm past the stuff having to work every day and
you're
worrying
past
about
the pressure.
Yeah, I am. When I was down in Florida with my buddy Dan Houle, who just closed a big transaction, like I said, Everett Resort up on Lake Vermilion, and he was on the phone. There's all kinds of issues because of what we're going through here and trying to coordinate everything. And he was on the phone literally 7-8 hours the 2 days, both days I was down there. And frankly, as a guest of his, it drove me crazy, but I know what he's going through.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm glad I'm done with that stuff. I'm pretty much glad I'm not don't have to strive real hard, and I feel bad for the people who do. Yeah. And that's 90% of the world right now.
I don't know if you heard Tom. So Tom Dean, who owns all the power lodges.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, that would be stressful. You have three huge shops. How many? They have a number of employees, of services. They already booked their inventory for the year,
yeah.
And they can't even sell. And yeah. They're not going to sell online too. That's, I mean,
yeah.
If anyone needs any power sports or marina power lodge, get there.
Well, just do some research on lumacraft.com. They have a great site where you can basically build the boat you want, so you can go through and pick the options and stuff and just have that ready for you when everything gets opened back up. Let them know and they can rig it up for you, but you can get a good feel for what you want, and you can be ready for when Power Lodge is back open. Then go right down, and they're literally down the street from us in Ramsey, right on Highway 10. It's literally 2 miles from here, so go check them out. They're just great people to work with. Their service department is great. And, yeah, that's about all I got to say.
One more coronavirus tip. Remember this one. It says, wear a Dallas Cowboy jersey and you won't catch anything. Be right back with Chris Niskanen from the Minnesota DNR.
Movie madness is taking over Bob Country. You spent all winter watching them, now rank them. We're starting off with 32 movies facing off head-to-head in their genres and narrowing down the victors round by round until there's only one movie left, and that is the greatest. What is the greatest movie of all time? You decide. Vote today at mybobcountry.com.
Devil's Lake, rated one of the top five fisheries in all of America. It's grown from 70,000 acres to 160,000 acres plus in the last 40 years or so, and that's nearly unlimited opportunities. Ice fishing is now, and Devil's Lake is well known for its jumbo perch, plenty of walleyes for you to keep, 5 per day as a matter of fact, with 10 in possession, and listen closely, there's no slot limit. Devil's Lake, every angler's dream come true. Hey, trust Drew Man on this one. Check it out at devilslakend.com.
NMLS number 638054. Looking for financing for hunting land, a boat, or cabin on the lake? Then you need to head to the State Bank of Faribault. Maybe you're thinking about a fish house, a new ATV, side-by-side, or even a dock system. Come down to the State Bank of Faribault and see Matt or John and do business with outdoorsmen just like you. At the State Bank of Faribault, camouflage isn't just a color, it's a lifestyle. Located in Faribault on Prior Lake, the State Bank of Faribault, creating customers for life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Right down the street from our studio in Ramsey, Minnesota, off of Highway 10, is the best marine and power sports dealer in the Twin Cities, Power Lodge. Boomer here, looking for a new Alumacraft with an Evinrude motor, Sea-Doo jet ski, or a Can-Am ATV for your next adventure? Power Lodge has you covered with 3 locations in Ramsey, Onamia, and in Brainerd. With full service shops at 3 locations and award-winning customer service, Power Lodge is where I take my boat to get ready for the open water. Visit powerlodge.com to learn more.
Today more than ever, you're likely thinking about enjoying time in the great outdoors. From spring turkey season to open water fishing, spending some time now with a copy of Outdoor News is your way to prepare for better days ahead. Subscribe to Outdoor News and every week we'll deliver a copy directly to your mailbox. It's loaded with valuable tips, gear reviews, and so much more. Call Outdoor News at 800-535-5191 or subscribe online at outdoornews.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, where the weather conditions are perfect for one crop, cotton. My bed sheets are ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. They come in a variety of colors, and now for a limited time, when you use your promo code, I'll give you my best offer ever. Buy one set of my Giza Dream Sheets and get another set absolutely free. I guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code Bob. Or call 800-606-7812 to take advantage of this amazing offer.
Taco Bell is delighted to bring you a dynamic duo of dazzling flavors. It's the Grande Burritos. One, a taco reimagined with crisp lettuce and crunchy red strips. The other, filled with slow-cooked chipotle chicken. Both for the show-stopping price of just $1 each. How's that for a grande finale? The $1 Grande Burritos, only on Taco Bell's Cravings Value Menu. Value beyond belief. At participating U.S. locations for a limited time. Contact store for prices and participation, which vary. Tax extra.
According to the 2010 census, only 13% of the population was over 65. Well, I wasn't part of the 13% back then, but I am now. And with the 2020 census, my response will inform funding for things like healthcare, public transit, all types of things to make 65 feel like the new 40. Yeah, okay, maybe the new 50.
Shape your future. Start here. Complete the census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau. Total Country Bob FM.
Hey, we're back in the Four Outdoorsman. Chris, thanks for your patience. Drew Mann here with the Four Outdoorsman. Chris Niskanen is our guest. Welcome for being on the Four Outdoorsman.
Hey, thanks, Drew.
You bet, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing good.
You just hunkered down, not doing anything, staying in your house for 2 weeks, or are you taking walks?
No, it's beautiful. I'm actually stepping out on the deck right now. I worked from home quite a bit last week, and I've seen some amazing wildlife that I wouldn't have seen if I was at work.
Well, then share with us. This is the Four Outdoorsman. Share with us. What have you been seeing?
Sandhill cranes. I had some wood ducks. In a little pond behind my house, muskrats, great blue herons, and I was driving to the grocery store and I saw some strutting wild turkeys.
Nice. Boy, that a boy. Have you ever had the crane? Have you ever eaten? What's it called?
The sandhill crane.
The sandhill crane. Have you ever tasted sandhill crane?
Have I ever? I have not, but I've heard it's the ribeye of the sky.
That's what they say.
I was just going to say that. Yeah, that's my favorite saying.
You know, I tell you what, we'll get to Chris Niskanen and everything he's involved with the DNR. And thanks again for being on the air. But a good friend of mine who passed away last year was a goose hunter, diehard for many, many years, and he went sandhill crane hunting one time and tasted it one time, and he literally sold all of his decoys. He did all, and all he did was hunt sandhill cranes. The rest of his life. That's a true story. Passed away last year from some disease from Sandhill. No, he didn't.
Crane flu.
Yeah, he didn't do that. But that's a true story, boy. That's a true story. And I've never had it. And it doesn't look like there can be a whole lot of meat in that
big
thing.
Big drumstick.
God, they're big, ugly birds. And they make a lot of noise. Hey, Chris. Chris Niskanen is with the DNR. He's communications director with the DNR. Responsible for the big budget, hiring, strategy, planning, and management, and all that. And he's an award-winning journalist and an author. When you got an award as being an award-winning journalist, were you with the Pioneer Press at that time?
Yes, I was actually.
Yeah, I tell you, I'm gonna kiss up a little bit. I read a lot of you. I go back every time I get a guest, and I try to go back and find out all about them. And I bet I read 7 or 8 stories from 20, 30 years ago, whatever it was, from when you were at the St. Paul Pioneer Press. And your writing is just an absolute thrill to do. It's to read. It's really fun to read. You remind me of the guy named McManus who was wrote for the stories.
Patrick McManus.
From the Outdoor Life. Do you miss writing or are you still writing?
Well, thank you, Stru, for that compliment. That's really sweet. And it's also a reminder that whatever you do online stays there for a long time. So you better make it good.
Okay, before we get to what's happening with the DNR today in the state of Minnesota, you got to share the story about the Governor's Open on White Bear Lake. And I never knew they had a Minnesota Governor's Open on White Bear Lake.
What year was that?
2009, and you were fishing with Dan Fitzpatrick. Tell the story about the big, big walleye on White Bear Lake. And was Ron Shera in a boat? I think Ron Shera was on the boat in a boat not too far away from you. Tell that story if you would.
Oh, it was a great opener in the sense that it was the first opener we had in the metro area.
Yeah.
But it was just a bitterly cold day. Hardly any fish were biting, and we weren't catching anything.
And you got on the water about 3:30 in the morning.
Yes, and we were drifting along over a reef, and I looked over the side, and there was the boat, and there was a big dead walleye that had been dead for maybe a week or so. And so I picked it up and pulled it into the boat, and we spent the rest of the morning driving around the lake, showing everybody, made sure that we were socially distanced at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So they couldn't tell that the eyes were falling out and stuff like that. And it was absolutely hilarious. And I think I did get the award for the largest catch and release walleye. Of course, it was too decomposed to do anything with it. So,
God, no, I don't remember ever seeing, hearing about. That's only 10 years ago. A governor open on a metro lake, and White Bear mm-hmm. Lake is not really known for an abundance of walleyes. But good for you guys, man. Good for you guys.
Yeah, and there was actually another governor's opener that was held over in Waconia some years, not too many years ago.
Yeah,
that's a. So I have a question for you as communications director from the DNR. Are you in a position to answer specific questions? Obviously, about a lot of people are in the outdoors are kind of nervous. Are they able to fish? Are they not able to fish? What's the going message to anglers out there as lakes are starting to open up?
Well, I think the first message is none of the fishing seasons have changed. Mm-hmm. None of the seasons have been altered or closed or anything like that. But our message is from the DNR is very consistent with the governor's message, and that is stay at home. But if you do go out to recreate, and he's said, yep, you can fish, stay close to home.
Right.
And one way you can do that is, you know, there's a great application on our website called Lake Finder.
Yeah.
And I encourage people to go on there and look for some bodies of water, you know, within a, you know, few miles radius of your house that you've never fished before.
I'll tell you, I've spent hours and hours on Lake Finder. It's just a great resource, and it's a great way to, you know, get numbers on different lakes, and you can kind of time it out. You know, you obviously can't get numbers on every lake every year, but you can kind of time it out for as far as size goes and year classes and things like that. Can you kind of go into that a little bit more and tell people how to use that resource?
Sure. So if you go on our website at mndnr.gov, which also has a lot of information about COVID-19 and things that have been postponed or canceled, and also kind of our approach to managing, you know, some of the stuff that we deal with. In the left-hand nav, you'll see Lake Finder and click on that. And you can search by lakes in your area. So now if you're looking for Moose Lake, there's many Moose Lakes in Minnesota, so you got to kind of know what county you're looking at. But I know, say, I live up in northern Washington County. There's a there's Big Marine Lake, and, of mm-hmm. course, there's Lake Carnelian. But there's a ton of other little lakes around here that I haven't even put a boat in. So I'm going to start looking at those.
Just don't mention them on air because I live pretty close to there. And I have a couple secrets up in that area. But
where at?
I'm not going to tell
off
you.
Off of 97. I've been there off of Highway 97.
I have a couple questions here from listeners, if that's okay. And if you can't answer it, that's fine, too. I'm sure you're used to that. My friend Eric Hegel says, will wardens be required to stay 6 feet away from me at all times?
Yes. our conservation officers are managing social distancing quite well. You know, you show them your license, and they're not going to get within 6 feet of you. So, you know, so that's true. We are doing that.
That's funny.
Excellent. Another question. I don't know if you can answer this or not, but Chris Winkleman asks, when can we look forward to getting a new Northeastern Minnesota stream trout regulations book? I've been looking for that for a while now. Do you have any idea on that?
That's a good question. I'll have to check on that. I don't know the answer to that.
Okay. If you could get back to us on that, I can send a message to Chris. But I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Do you expect a big increase in fishing pressure because, you know, there's no sports going on? There's you know, nothing basically going on except for people really excited to get out on the water.
You know, that's really hard to say. I mean, I think it depends on weather and what else is going on in people's lives. Right. You know, I think people are obviously concerned about their families. Yeah. And they have children at home, and I mean it's just really important to stay close to home, and take care of your business and your family. So it's hard to say. I mean, I that's a really good question. I guess I couldn't speculate on that.
That's two good questions from you, Mark.
Yeah, I'm full of them. Here's another one from a listener: are bait stores considered essential?
I have no idea.
I'll tell you what. If liquor stores
are... We do not regulate bait stores. I mean, they're, I would suggest that people go on the governor's website and look under, you know, what's exempt and what's essential.
Right.
So, and I would call your local bait store and ask them.
Well, I would think of a lot are dual purpose, right? Many bait stores I go to are also gas stations. So
correct.
Gas stations are going to be open. I suppose it all depends on whether they can get the supply or not. But if you go to a bait store that has to be open as a gas station, you would think they would have something. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, some of them also sell propane.
Yeah.
I know Big Marine, not far from where I live, sells gas. So a lot of holiday stations up north sell bait and stuff like that. So, yeah.
I find it interesting that the liquor stores are considered to be essential, but churches aren't. Isn't that just
it's
just,
sad?
It's
actually
an amazing world. Hey,
well, you
Chris,
can watch a surfers online. You can't drink online.
Hey, Chris, how does the DNR determine what parks are going to stay open if unless they're all closed down? ATV trails, are all of those closed down right now?
No, all state parks are open.
Okay,
all state trails are open. Of course. You know, ATV trails, you know, you have to be very careful this time of year because they're wet. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I check with your local ATV club. You know, again, we're really encouraging people, if they're going to recreate, do it close to home. The only thing that we've shut down in state parks is overnight camping. That's both in state parks and state forests. And our visitor center and contact stations at state parks. If you need to get a permit, you know, a state park permit, you can do that online. And actually, you can do a lot of business with us online. So we really encourage you to do that.
All right, what's new about Mille Lacs? I'll check one shot about Mille Lacs. I know they're changing. It's like they change it every year. What are the restrictions and guidelines in 2020?
Oh boy, you really stumped me on that one. I've been studying COVID so much. I have not. I can't tell you right off the top of my head what the Mille Lacs regulations are. I believe it's going to be catch and release, starting with a fishing opener, and then there's going to be a closure for the month of July.
Yep,
you are correct.
On.
God, you are correct, sir. I was just trying to make you smart, and you did a good job on that one. Go ahead, Mark.
Does the DNR run actual launches, and are those launches going to maintain, are going to be open, or is it only public launches, or how does that work?
Oh, I see. So public water accesses.
Yep.
Yes, we have quite a few state-managed public water accesses. They are not closed down. They are open. But, you know, beware, of course, this is springtime. And, yeah. You know, our folks are out there, you know, cleaning them up and getting them ready for the open water season. That might take a little extra time this year. So. But no, those public water accesses that are managed by the state, administered by the state, are open.
We're talking with Chris Niskanen from the DNR. He's the communications director. Thanks for being on the 4 Outdoorsman. You've written a couple of books, and one of them is called The Minnesota Book of Skills. And I have not read it, but I am going to pick it up because it seems like you're not going to learn some stuff, but I think there's got to be some senses of humor in there as well, because one of the subjects you have is sauna etiquette. What in God's name is sauna etiquette?
Well, I would tell you that in the age of COVID-19, sauna etiquette is you got to stay 6 feet away from the person you're sitting next
that's
to.
That's a good one. Yeah, it changes
every year.
That's a
good rule without COVID.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, Chris, how many books have you written?
I've written two.
Got a boy. What's the other one?
Prairie Lake Forest, which was a collection of essays about state parks, and also it's a beautiful coffee table book with photos by the amazing Doug Ullman.
Okay. How can someone pick up either the Minnesota Book of Skills or the Prairie Lake Forest book, the state parks book?
Well, I have to say this. This is not my DNR hat that I'm wearing right now, so I'm taking off my DNR hat.
There you go.
Check.
I'm putting on my Chris Niskanen hat. You can get those on Amazon.
There you go.
Awesome.
So, yeah, I'm proud of you. I'm going to pick up the Minnesota Book of Skills. I think it'd be a great, great read. Hey, I'll tell you what, Chris Niskanen, thanks for being a friend of the show. You're always a great guest. Lots of great information. And let's see what happens after a couple of weeks. Apparently, the governor just, what, for 30 days, to April 30th, something
Brandon's
like that?
Brandon's got an update.
The president, yeah, it was they've extended the social distancing guidelines to April 30th.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, everybody, just be safe out there. These social distancing guidelines, they work, and we just want everyone to be back and ready to go fishing, go hiking, go camping when this is all over with.
As long as the governor opens up the golf courses, I'll be okay.
Hoorah.
Yeah. I'm always in the woods. I'm not near anybody anyway. I'm always in the woods. Chris, take care of yourself. Thanks for being on the 4 Outdoors, and thanks for being part of the DNR, because you guys have a tough job, man.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You bet.
Good luck.
Take care, young man. Good guy, man.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Good resource to have, Stu.
He is a good resource. He's a sharp guy. He's smart. And if he's written a couple of books, he's smarter than we are. Thanks for being on the 4 Outdoorsman. Thanks to Corey King from Power Lives being on. Chris Niskanen from the Minnesota DNR. Sam, thanks for being with. Mark Lukey, thanks for being with. And Mark's got something to say.
Get outside.